The number of international students arriving as freshmen at the University of Wisconsin-Madison fell by more than 30% this fall. It's Thursday, October 16th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Republican lawmakers are backing a bill that directs school and daycare centers to create new ways to tell parents how to opt their kids out of vaccine requirements. And the U.S. Department of Energy is reportedly considering terminating more than $1 billion in federal grants previously awarded for projects, some of them in Wisconsin. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison saw a sharp drop in the number of new students attending from overseas this fall. Corrine Hess reports the decline is coming after college officials voiced concerns about the impact of Trump administration policies on international enrollment.
UW-Madison's freshman class has nearly 36% fewer international students than it did last year. The number of master's degree students from overseas has also fallen by more than 300 people, or 21%. Universities across the United States are reporting nearly 20% fewer international students, according to an analysis by the New York Times. UW-Madison officials declined to comment, but in the spring, Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin penned an op-ed after more than 24 students and alumni visas were terminated. Mnuchin called the move, quote, arbitrary and unjust. She said the international students on campus brought ideas, energy, and determination to campus. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Construction is set to begin soon for a tiny home development project for homeless veterans in Milwaukee. The development is being led by Veterans Community Project, a nonprofit behind five similar projects across the nation. They plan to build 40 tiny homes at a site on Milwaukee's northwest side. There will also be case managers on site to help people find permanent housing. Republican State Senator Patrick Teston spoke in support of the project during a groundbreaking ceremony this week.
It is going to serve as a model for other areas in the state to ensure all veterans who are dealing with homelessness, mental health issues, substance abuse issues will have a safe home over their head while have the resources needed to get back on their feet.
The first batch of tiny homes could go up in the spring. Veterans can live in them for free. Wisconsin lawmakers heard testimony on a bill to require schools and daycare centers to create a process telling parents how to opt their kids out of vaccine mandates. Rich Kramer reports.
Wisconsin parents can already opt out of vaccines that would otherwise be required for kids going into school or daycare. Some Republicans say they want to make that process more transparent. Their plan would require schools, daycares, and nursery schools to include information about vaccine waivers on every health-related form parents fill out before their children are enrolled. Republican State Representative Lindy Brill of Sheboygan Falls says it's about safeguarding parental rights.
In many cases, parents are unaware of this right, or schools are less than forthcoming about how to exercise it. If a right is trampled by confusion, then that right effectively does not exist at all.
Democratic Representative Lisa Subek was skeptical. She claimed the legislation was part of a broader effort to shake the confidence in proven vaccine science. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to the Trump administration this week calling for preservation of around $1.5 billion in federal energy funding. The U.S. Department of Energy is reportedly considering terminating more than 600 Biden-era funding awards across the country. That includes 22 to Wisconsin companies, organizations, and projects. That's according to the governor's office. Alex Bell is with the nonprofit Renew Wisconsin. He says federal funding cuts could slow job growth in the clean energy sector.
Jobs in that industry are growing at a rate of about 4.5 times of the rest of the economy. So we'd be putting that growth at risk.
Alliant Energy and Dairyland Power Cooperative each had awards on the list from the governor's office. Both say they have not heard of any changes to their federal grants. The Department of Energy did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Leaves are changing color across Wisconsin, but in most of the state, the trees have yet to reach their peak vibrancy. Sarah Lear has this update.
In parts of northern Wisconsin, the trees have already reached the height of fall color. If you're farther south, Assistant State Climatologist Ed Hopkins suggests biding your time a bit longer.
Still have a couple more weeks of possible, viewing condition.
Typically, fall color peaks in the middle part of the state by early to mid-October, while southern Wisconsin has to wait until the latter half of the month. Hopkins says this fall, the timing of that peak appears to be delayed by a week or so. He says this year's rainy summer bodes well for more vibrantly colored leaves, although conditions could depend on the weather over the next few weeks. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, more young children are arriving at school in need of speech therapy services. Educators believe too much screen time could be leading to language development delays for babies and toddlers. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is cheering you on.
Who wants to see some ski jumping?
The way I throw my ball, it was so slow that the pin boy just about fell asleep before it hit.
I got icicles on my eyebrows right now. That's why I love Roomba.
I can teach him how to be a hockey player, and he can teach me how to play curling.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, Wisconsin schools are seeing a greater need for speech therapists for the state's youngest children. Educators believe this could be due in part to excessive screen time by kids and their caregivers. Corrine Hess has more.
Elizabeth Chandler is seated at a crescent-shaped table at the end of a brightly lit hallway at Bridges Elementary School in Prairie du Sac. On this school morning, she's working with two boys in pre-kindergarten on R sounds.
You colored it blue, but the R word was gray. We're gonna growl like a dog.
Gray.
The lesson continues as they growl and grin over and over.
We're gonna growl again. Ready? Grin. Yeah, that tongue stays down.
As a speech pathologist, Chandler has used exercises like this for years, but she's finding more and more children are in need of help. The Sauk Prairie School District has seen a significant increase in referrals for speech and language services for the community's youngest children. Just since 2023, the number of kids in pre-kindergarten through K-4 who are receiving speech-language services has gone from 15 to 28. That's an 86% jump. Superintendent Jeff Wright believes the amount of time children and their caregivers are spending on screens is leading to the increase. Wright says when adults are looking down at a screen, children can't see their full face, and seeing their grown-up speak is crucial for young children to learn language.
When I look into a baby's eyes and go, goo, goo, ga, ga, and the baby makes those sounds back, that child is learning how to make that hard G sound with me. But you can't learn that through a screen.
The American Academy of Pediatrics defines screen time as any time spent interacting with digital devices, including smartphones, tablets, computers, and televisions. For children aged 2 to 5 years, they say screen time should be limited to 1 hour per day of high-quality educational programming. And they say children younger than 2 shouldn't be on a screen. Dawn Mirth Johnson is a speech-language educational consultant with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. She says adults should also be aware of how often they're on their screens.
A typical guide for adults when they're using digital devices is, would I read a book right now? So if I'm sitting here reading a book, I'm not going to interact with you language-wise.
Mirth Johnson says while she understands the attraction of distracting kids with screens, it can have a negative impact. A 2023 study from the American Medical Association of Pediatrics found that the more hours a toddler is exposed to a screen, the more likely they are to have developmental delays.
Parental tech use has been likened to secondhand smoke, in that it might endanger children's health and development in ways we don't even fully understand yet.
While Chandler works with the young boys on grrr sounds in the hallway, a few of her colleagues are in the 4-year-old kindergarten classroom. Speech therapist Anna Bina is talking with a young boy about the trucks on his family farm.
Oh, so you have two sizes of diesel trucks at your farm.
We come home and dump the gravel out sometimes like that.
Bina corrects him gently when he says the trucks dump out devil instead of gravel.
When your house needs some gravel at it, he comes home and dumps it.
He dumps it on the devil.
These conversations about trucks seem simple, but it's what speech therapists call joint attention. Bina says talking about shared activities is critical for language growth.
When children are only getting the one side from a screen, it's different. It's more passive than engaged.
The speech therapists all agree that creating games at home is a lot harder than using a screen while trying to make dinner. They suggest caregivers narrate what they're doing for their children so speech becomes an ongoing part of daily life. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. A little bit of light rain expected throughout the day today, starting in western Wisconsin and making its way east across the state. Otherwise cloudy with highs in the 50s and 60s today. Scattered light showers early on overnight, then cloudy and mild with lows down into the 50s. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Bridget Bowden. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.